It's your boy Antoine.
It's your girl Bree.
And we are the Black Face
in a White Space podcast.
And we just wanted to come to you as millennials being black faces in a white space and deliver the news in an entertaining and informative fashion.
We wanted to keep you guys engaged and aware of what's going on in and around your community.
And have a little fun at the same time. Welcome to the show.
What's up?
What it do? What it be like? What's it gonna be?
What's going on, Barbie?
I'm not muted.
I'm saying, what's up, nigga?
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. I'm new to this.
What's going on, though? What's going on, Barbie? How's life?
Life is good. I work from home. Life is good.
Amen. Won't he do it?
All right. Let's
praise him in advance. But what he's going to do and what he's about to do.
Okay. Welcome to the special topic episode. Today, we have Brianne, Miss Atlanta, Larella Robinson in the building.
Okay, that's our Georgia girl all day.
All day. But we also have a special guest. Barbie's in the building, guys. Barbie is in the building. Bow, 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 bow. I need to get some sound effects.
Stop!
I don't know.
What'd you say?
Okay, well, take it from her and be quiet. No. Don't bang on my door again.
Bree.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the episode.
Welcome to Blackface White Space.
Okay, Barbie, how you feeling about being on the episode today in our special topic?
I feel okay. I mean,
You look real cozy.
Yeah, it's cozy. It's nice outside here.
I like your backdrop. Your vibe is a vibe right now. Backdrop is a vibe.
It's not like too cold or whatever. Just that you probably want some of your own.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to get into the icebreaker at the beginning of every episode. It's called This or That. Right? And since today we are talking about the glorification of black celebrities or celebrities in general, this or that is celebrity focus. All right. So you know how to play this or that? Basically, first thought, I'm going to give you two options and you and Bree both give me y'all option at the same time. All right.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay. So, okay. Celebrity edition. Diana Ross or Tina Turner?
Tina Turner.
Diana Ross, I don't know.
Vivica Fox or Taraji P. Henson?
Taraji.
Steve Harvey or Cedric the Entertainer?
Steve Harvey.
Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Michael Jordan.
Ooh, okay. Beyonce or Aaliyah?
Aaliyah.
Bree, what you got?
I got Beyonce.
Okay.
You said Beyonce.
Will Smith, better actor, Will Smith or Jamie Foxx?
Will Smith.
Okay. Drake or J. Cole?
J. Cole.
Nicki or Kim?
Kim.
Nicki.
Avant or Music Soul Child?
Music Soul Child.
Ashanti or Keisha Cole?
Ashanti.
Brandy or Monica?
Monica.
MJ or Prince?
MJ.
Okay. Well, let's get right up into this thing. That was some interesting choices. So today's topic is glorification of celebrities, right? So you know, we had a discussion of topics we wanted to talk about. This came up as one of the favorites. So you both of y'all, tell me about a time when maybe you had a celebrity crush in the early 2000s, on the 99 to the thousands. Who was your crush and when was you doing the most of your crush? Like really feel like you was a little obsessed with your crush. Celebrity.
I would say when I was in middle school, I ain't never do too much. Just that I was like, oh yeah, I used to like cut the pictures out of the magazine. Mm-hmm, it was mm-hmm. type of magazine. I can't remember the name of it. I don't know if
it's like the Word Up, because I always thought them Word Magazine, Books a Million, and then left the magazine at Books a Million.
So I was big on like Little Bow Wow, Little Romeo. Yeah, those were my two.
Okay, so. Little Bow Wow, Romeo. Was that?
But it was just cutting them out of the magazine and maybe a lot of imagining life with them one day, you know. But that
was about it. What about you, Bree?
Shoot, I used to have my, well, let me see. I really want to say all the people that was on the screen tour was my crush. Like I had a person out of B2K because I think Omarion, he was my first pick, and then it was Jay Bug. And then, you know, during that era, you had, you know, Pretty Ricky. I just like anybody that's on that screen tour, Mario, when he came out, I was trying to braid that man hair. I'm just saying. But, you know, the best thing I could do was
you try to braid my hair.
Yeah, all the people. I'm like Barbie, like the Little Romeos, the especially when Chris Brown dropped that. Yo, that was my baby.
That was it.
He's still my baby today.
Okay, so tell me. Okay, for me, what was you guys' first experience with like people worshiping celebrity? For me, the first time I seen someone worship celebrity, like my introduction to that was Michael Jackson. When I used to see videos of a concert, people passing out, going on ambulance stretchers, crying uncontrollably. That was my first like experience with like people like worshiping celebrities. What about you guys? Like, hey, what did you guys see? Like, okay, this might be a little different than just having a like for a person.
For me, it was kind of like what you said. Like, my first witnessing of it was like Whitney Houston, for example. Like, I was like, it's really grown ass men out here falling out for Whitney Houston, or
over Whitney.
Kind of, he had to dance with somebody. He needed someone to love. Okay. But when you see like concerts and stuff, or like just when she's getting out of her car and stuff, how people are like crying, and like I wanted to understand where the tears came from, because I was like, well, baby, what kind of touch did they give you? I'm just curious.
Right. How about you, Barbara?
I think my first experience was just being at a concert, going to a concert in general, and just seeing how, you know, people idolize those different, you know, artists. Mm-hmm. And I ain't seen no falling out and nothing, but I just saw people going crazy, like losing their mind, like losing themselves in a sense. Mm-hmm. And although I enjoyed the music, but it was just that. It wasn't no more than that, you know?
Yeah. So. So in a video that we all kind of watched in preparation to discuss this, they kind of talk about, you know, I wasn't really familiar. It's crazy. I've never seen the movie Selena. So I wasn't familiar with actually Selena's story, but I never knew that a fan is who killed her based off her obsession.
Like, which was her
business manager?
Manager. Someone very close to her.
Mm-hmm.
So do y'all see any parallels to today and how people are going from fan to fanatic, and how do you think we're getting in dangerous territory on how people are idolizing or worshiping celebrities?
I do. And I'm gonna say that because listen, I like me a good artist and a good concert. So let me tell you, when I went to go get them Beyonce tickets for this last tour, the Renaissance tour, I kid you not, I was number 10,999 in the queue on Ticketmaster. And then on top of that, when you see this and you got to wait in such a long line, you then have to watch people, you know, try to emulate them. They bought so much merchandise, just tried to be like, just like a Beyonce, you know, they're a part of this group called the Beehive. So it's automatic.
We're gonna get to the stands. How do you feel like it's getting dangerous though? Do y'all feel like it's, you know, it's becoming to a point, maybe not stalkers, but what is the modern day version of the Selena stalker?
Well, I think it becomes dangerous to an extent when a person loses themselves. Like, well, that's what you're really worried about. Where is your mental state at? You know, you're doing all of this, and then you gotta, when you do go back home, you're probably just empty, you know, just there with yourself. That's probably why, you know, those behaviors come out. Like, I just think about more so of the person, not necessarily the celebrity. So
I agree. I think it's a little like insecurity and social acceptance. Kind of like you think that celebrity is the perfect version of what you want to be, but you don't really know this celebrity is a human with some flaws. It's just that they got money.
That's
Yeah.
So you, there's a lot like of
the
people
of the celebrity.
Like, there's a lot of talented people. Yeah. Like even just people I know personally, but just because they don't have money and they don't have the actual recognition of the public view. Then of course that's why they're not famous, but that's the only difference. So
that leads me right to my next point of like in the video, it also says, and this comes later from the third video, but she said that celebrities show the power of public opinion. We make people celebrities. And I compare that to our next point of like a Bad Bunny. Like, I mean, what's her name? Bad Baby. The girl that was on Dr. Phil, Catch Me Outside.
Oh yeah, that's Bad Baby.
Yeah, like I feel like we make celebrities based off of what engage and what we show interest in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So then it makes me think, our generation too, why do people make certain people celebrities? Is it that who you want to be, or is it like Krishan in Blueface?
It's entertainment for one. Yes. So it's about,
and that's how they get a bag.
Yeah.
Like I think I feel like now with like celebrities, there's not really a lot of integrity in it. Mm-hmm. Mainly because they know what sells and what audience they can market that stuff to. So I don't think necessarily it's like, oh well, you know, follow me, but they're doing it to gain viewers and viewers. Yeah. You know, turn into revenue. So they're looking for a bag and they'll do anything. People sell their souls these days for a bag.
Talk about it.
Exactly.
So that brings us right to our point number two is influencers in the celebrity/social media influencer culture. So basically, you know, back in the day, celebrities used to get a deal with a brand, and that's kind of how they make their bag, and it came from the thought of influence. Like, you're a celebrity, so I'm going to influence you to buy something. Like Nike. So how do y'all feel about influencer culture today? Like,
I follow influencers, especially like cleaning and stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. that's my thing. You know what I'm saying? But just because you got it on me, I'm gonna go get it. Like, I set boundaries in that.
Yep.
Again, for me, it's just entertainment. It's not that I'm gonna sit here and do what you do.
Yeah.
But you gotta have a different mindset. You know, if you don't have that mindset, then I get how you fall into it. Like, oh, I'm gonna go do, because I think people idolize those celebrities so much that they think they can be in that position or that power. Mm-hmm. So they'll do anything that they can just to kind of be connected, like whatever that looks like.
Yeah. Bree, what
people
are your thoughts?
People just want
to
be seen.
Yeah, I think people just want to be seen in that aspect. You know, like that's why we have a lot of like TikTok influencers, for example. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of people who will see what the trend is. You know, people like, okay, well, I could dance and get a bag too. So they just do it. And it's people like, it's really just entertainment. Like, kind of like what Barbie said. It's for entertainment purposes. And they see like what was trending, what's attracting people, and then they're trying to capitalize on it, basically. And with that being said, you got people who feel like, okay, well, if this person can do it, I get it too. Like, it's not that hard, or, you know, instant gratification kind of thing. Like, I don't have to build up my followers no more. I can just go viral.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Even because I asked a question with my kid one time, like, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? Oh, I want to be a YouTuber. Like, back in my day, we're not about to say that's an inviolable
job. You know how long it's gonna take you to start making real money off
YouTube? Oh God, you gotta go viral.
And it's commitment. There's something that a lot of people don't have today. It's commitment. I don't even have that commitment, to be honest. That's some great points. So that's what I was gonna ask. Is there any social media influencers that has made you do something or buy something? I influence, like you said, for me, it's cooking. Like, the cooking influence, I'll be looking at people cook all day.
Right, exactly.
I do like the organization page. Like, I strive to be more organized. So I'd be like, I'm living vicariously through you and your organization.
Yeah. Man, I'm not gonna lie. That, I mean, it's what they are. They influencers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But most of the time, when you are watching stuff like that, it's already a part of you. You know what I'm saying? So it's nothing like, you know.
Is a celebrity a bigger influence to you than like a regular person? Like, if a celebrity says, "Oh, they're promoting something as an influencer, as somebody who you basically maybe have a little bit more high trust in," which one are you looking more for? The celebrity because they endorsed it, or the influencer?
I think it's the influencer.
Yeah, I don't never look for the celebrity. Never. That just
because they just trying to get a bag. Yeah, the influencers are doing it because they actually use it.
And then on top of that, I know an influencer is more like me versus me looking at a celebrity. Yeah. Because at the end of the day, like, a celebrity can easily go and afford this and that. So I'm not really looking at that. Like, you have it made.
But like, at this point, though, I think this is where I get the lines a little blurred, is because now I think influencers are getting so big of a bag that they are now starting to promote stuff, not that they believe in, but whoever is giving those promotions, whoever is giving them a bag to promote, they starting to just promote shit too now.
Correct.
Like, for me, like, you don't even have to show your face to be an influencer or to gain attention or nothing. I could just put my camera right up on the food that I'm about to cook and just let y'all listen to, like, the crunch of the sandwich. Because this is what I will notice, what I learned about myself through influencers and not celebrities, is that some things are, like, gratifying. Like, why am I really just watching somebody eat a seafood boil and just smacking their lips? You know what I'm saying? Like, why does that satisfy me right now?
Do you guys know any, let's get into stan culture. Do you guys know any stans of artists? Like, to me, the Beehive, the Barbs, Rihanna, are part of any stan clubs? Let's ask that first. Are you guys part
of any? I'm a dreamer. I just want everybody to know that I'm a dreamer.
Okay.
I'm J. Cole's dreamer. Okay.
Let me give you, what about you, Barbie? Are you in it?
Yeah.
So your name is Barbie, but you're not a Barb.
No.
You're not a Barb. No. Okay, let's define what stan means. Stan, it means an overzealous or obsessive fan of a particular celebrity.
No.
You have your B. Who is the most problematic stan fandom? Who do y'all think?
Yeah,
I would say the Beehive, because they be ready to come at your ass at every angle.
I think it's the Barbs. I think
the Beehive. They gonna give you.
The Beehive is a little bit more mature. At least they ain't got time. They got 9 to 5, so they got sit and lose. The Barbs, right.
No, we talking about the same. Right.
The Barbs are cute dogs in a dress. Like, the Barbs will find your mama's address and mail a bomb, and literally, like they a little obsessive. What makes you think, is the artist or the celebrity a reflection of their stand-up or fan base?
In a sense, not all the time, because nobody is responsible for anybody's actions.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But in a sense, in a sense, you know, and that's only I say that because if you know you have that much power or that much influence over a group of people, it is for you to speak up, you know, when things go wrong or when things are not going the way it should go, you know, or when, you know, there's harm inflicted, just like what happened at that guy concert. Can't remember. Is somebody got trampled on or whatever?
Travis Scott.
They didn't stop me from going.
You have a level of responsibility because you know that these people idolize you and they will do anything that you say.
Exactly. Yeah. So just like when Cardi B had told the fans to put water on her.
Yeah.
So they pulled water on her. Continue to do it.
You know, water, man.
There you go. So yeah, to a certain extent, though.
Absolutely.
But here's the kicker: I'm quite sure celebrities, if celebrities could not have the fame, some of them, I'm quite sure they wouldn't want it.
Mm.
They just want to be able to show their talent and make money.
Yeah.
But not with the crowds that come with it, in a sense.
Yeah.
They could hide away and continue to do it. I think they would.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah. So in this okay, let me get my take on Stans. For me, I love J. Cole. I love J. Cole as my favorite rap artist, but this is my thing, right? I feel like a stan is a problem because I can recognize the greatness of an artist, but still also at the same time recognize when I don't like shit that they do. Like, I may not like every fucking song. I may not like every move that you make, you know?
Right.
That a stan is going to be like, no, I love every single thing. They do no wrong. They're perfect. And to me, that's when you start to put expectations on the artist that's unrealistic. And that's when it starts to become an issue for me. How about you, Brie? What you feel about stand-up?
I mean, for me, I feel like, kind of like what Barbie said, it's a double-edged sword in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, you want the fans, but you don't want what comes with it. Just kind of like their career. You want a career doing what you love, but you just don't want everything else that comes with it, because that's not, you know what I'm saying?
What do you feel about the fans and the worship of that? Like, what do you feel about the people who become stans of that person? Not actually them.
I feel like they're easily influenced. Those are people that are easy to be swayed. And you got people out here like that. You have people that don't know how to stand on their own to, you know, and then think for themselves. So they're very, you know, gullible to just doing whatever somebody tells them to do. And once you're fascinated with something, just like a relationship, like a boyfriend that you was with for like 6 years, you know, you ain't just about to walk out of there and just be like, oh, that's cool. No, you are fascinated because they have influenced you. They have taken you there. So it's like, I think a lot of fans don't know how to pull back.
Yeah. 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 Like they take their admiration a little too far.
Right.
So in the video, they said, she basically said there's three tiers of celebrity worship, right? You got low worship. Those are who watch and read, and they're just motivated by the entertainment of celebrities. Then you have intermediate worship. People that imitate their favorite celebrities, or, you know, they integrate them into their social lives. And then you have high worship, people who over-identify with celebrity. They're overly empathetic. They believe everything they say, and they're kind of obsessive. So that's why I feel like the stans follow obsessive. Honestly, I definitely feel like I'm in low worship, like, to be honest. Like, I watch and read.
Yeah, I'm a low worshiper.
And I'm in entertainment, sure. But I'm not like, what? I'm not like.
I'm a low worshiper. I got too much going on to be idolizing. The only person right now in my life that I'm idolizing is Jesus. Okay. That's the only person that I idolize. Yeah, because I'm not like, I'm interested. Like, yeah, I might go in the shave room, scroll, like, ooh, I can't believe she did this. But the next day, I don't give two damn.
Yeah.
But I'm just, you know, I'm not about to like to next steps. Like,
right.
I'm always asking the question, how did they improve my life? You know what I'm saying?
How did they improve my life? Like, your music may improve my life, but otherwise, like, who is a celebrity that if you see written out, what is that one person that you feel like you would kind of be shook over? Is there anybody?
What do you mean? Like, can you elaborate on what you mean by not get shook?
Like, you know how people are, like, not passed out, but, like, you know, kind of in awe of if that person was...
For me, I've always wanted to, I've already seen him, but I've never met him. Like Chris Brown, I think that's a great person to actually like a meet and greet in a sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't, like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel about it.
I don't think I have to be honest with you. I don't have that person I could even think of that I would even be like, oh my God, like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I will say, in a sense, like, I would say J. Cole. I'll be very clear.
J. Cole, yeah. You want to be like that with J. Cole?
Say that again, Barbie.
I was about to ask Brie, I said, so you wouldn't be like that with J. Cole? Like, if you actually, like, even though you've seen him, but, like, just you and him one-on-one, if you did, like, a personal meet and greet, like, what would be your reaction?
I'd be nervous, but I would honestly, I'd probably be starstruck. Yeah, that's the word. But it's for. Like, what would starstruck. I say at the same
anybody
time?
Anybody would have you starstruck? Like, anybody have y'all starstruck? That would be yours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I would say J. Cole, because I see how excited I get when it's like the festival or like it's a show coming to town and he about to be there. there, I get really lit. Like, I went and bought some Dreamville Crocs. I would say J. Cole.
Not the Crocs.
I did. Okay. I was like, listen, Pookie.
Let's end it with a lightning round question ask. You know? Okay, so who's your celebrity crush?
You asking, hold on, that's a deep question. I got a few of them.
Is it deep? It's lightning round. You got to think fast. Get to me.
Oh, little baby is mine.
Oh, girl, he's short.
Ratchet. You know,
Bobby that like, short.
Like a little hood in him. Bobby like a little hood in him.
Bobby like, I'm going to have to squat to kiss you, baby, but you my crush.
I didn't say the baby. I said little baby.
Oh. Brie, who's yours? Come on, we got to go to the next one.
I would say Chris Brown.
Okay, so which celebrity is your personality most like, or have people said that you act like?
I'm like Cardi B.
I can definitely see both versions.
We say bye.
I said I definitely can see both versions for both of y'all, Cardi B. So what's one celebrity that everybody hates but you actually like?
That everybody hates, but I like.
I actually don't know that one.
Yeah. Everybody don't like. Oh, okay. I say Chris Brown and Diddy.
See, we got to get to a whole other discussion about Diddy, because we really didn't even get into the Diddy and the TD Jakes of it all.
I would say that. Oh, and I would also say R. Kelly, and I'm done with it.
Okay. You go to all the heavy hitters, literally all the heavy hitters.
But I already,
all the abusers, literally R. Kelly, Chris Brown, and Diddy. So
you don't say that everybody
if you
hates
the rest of dollars in your life. Just say that.
You got sexual abuse, physical abuse. What is Diddy? I don't know.
All of the above.
Financial abuse. I don't
all
know.
All of the above.
You name it.
Oh my God, you name it. Okay. But yeah, we didn't even get into the whole Diddy and TD Jakes, but we'll discuss that a little bit at the end. Okay, what celebrity would you like to play in an autobiography? Who would you like to play you?
I don't got nobody.
You know, like, who would I want to play in an autobiography?
Because I don't know enough.
Who would you want to play you in an autobiography?
Oh, to play me.
Mm-hmm. I want to play me?
Yeah.
What's that lady name? She played in all the scary movies. Regina
Hall.
Regina, I like Regina Hall.
That would
Hall.
Be a good one for you because y'all both goofy as hell.
I'm gonna say Angela Bassett.
Brie, Angela Bassett is not gonna be able to play you, baby. No. Let's do maybe your hard shirt. What is the name from Grownish? Maybe that's for you or something like that. But the young girl from Grownish. I mean, not Grownish.
I have Nia Long play me.
Okay, you want somebody old? Okay. Okay, yeah, Nia Long, she maybe that's more like it. What celebrity should have been bigger than they are?
The girl Alana.
Oh, the singer. I know who you're talking about too. It's Iyana.
What does she sing?
She really does, like, I want to say like a mashup, but she takes the beat.
Remix.
Oh, yeah. I know you talk about.
I definitely think she should have been further than where she's at now.
Ayana Lamith. So,
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know who you talking about.
Her.
Oh, she got a great voice. She has a great voice.
She really does.
What about you, Brie?
I think I'm going to say Earth Gang. Like, JID already got the clout.
They got
Earth.
Great music.
They got
great music,
and I feel like they're a little bit underrated, and they would be further in their career. You know what I'm saying?
Who is the biggest celebrity of our generation?
Chris Brown. Because I don't know. He done dropped the album since he was 11. Every damn year, he got like 30.
Yeah, I think that Beyonce is a bigger artist than Chris Brown.
Yeah, but you said of our generation.
Oh, I said biggest celebrity. I did say the biggest celebrity of our generation. I do think the biggest celebrity. Truth be told, Shane the Devil. is that damn Kim Kardashian.
Really? I ain't really thinking nothing about her. You know, she literally was like a hoe in my head.
Yeah, because we didn't even get into the whole
oh, no, we only know her from a porn tape. That's why I was interested, because
right, but exactly, but they don't make that. It ain't how we made. Yeah, the world made her a celebrity. It ain't about how they got there, but it's about where they at. And Kim, I think, is the biggest celebrity of our generation.
I haven't even seen the tapes of them.
It's boring as fuck. I'm just saying. I mean, I say it. I say it 8 minutes and 54 seconds, baby. She lays there. And she becomes the
I'm glad we're talking about this. That is a prime example of what mm-hmm. you would do for mm-hmm. fame, mm-hmm. to be a celebrity, because mm-hmm. that is, I mean, although she hung with Paris Hilton,
yep,
still, you know, yeah, that really embarked her journey of where she's at now. You yep. know what I'm saying? So,
yep, she's the definition of anything for fame. So really quick, yep, we got 6 minutes left. I do want to get your take, y'all both take really quickly on TD Jakes and Diddy. Do you think that if they didn't have the money or access, that more people, that they wouldn't be where they are right now due to the allegations? What do you feel? Do you feel people are only holding them up because of who they are, or they really believe in their integrity?
What are the allegations? That they had sexual encounter with one another?
But no, you know, Cassie just objected up, honey. She had emotional distress, physical.
Yeah, Cassie said he made her do a lot of things, like in front of people, sex work, all the abuse. And but then TDJ has been accused of attending Diddy sex parties, underage guys.
Maybe he was trying to say, we shouldn't be so quick to judge.
If he attended a sex party, that's his personal life. That's his business. Regardless if he is a preacher.
That is the key, Barbie. It's his damn business.
But at the same time, though, I think you up there preaching the word. Well, you know what I will say about TDJ?
But that don't mean you can't
TDJ's word. TDJ's word, I will say his words are a little less judgmental when you listen to his sermons. So maybe that's why, because he, you know, gets it in on his own.
He was in there trying to save souls. Look at us judge.
If he was one of the preachers that was really like very hypocritical, that would be one thing. But I get you guys' point. Jake, you know, he doesn't condemn others on what they do. So
and maybe trying to go there and save
them,
like Breonna
said. You like think this man going to a sex party? Yes.
Let me tell you something.
And he's snatched.
In the Bible, it does not tell you where you can go to save souls or bring souls to Christ. They do not say
we're living in a little delusion at this point, guys.
I mean, look at William Murphy. He saved 150 souls, allegedly, after he done swag surfed his way through the congregation.
Well, let's see how saved them souls really are now.
I need the pastor that go to the crack house. but they not famous. You know, but nobody talks about that.
The pastor at the crack house.
Pastor at the crack house, because them church members was in the crack house.
Yeah.
And she went to go save some souls.
Went to go save some souls.
So at that. I feel like because they're in a public party, drama, like they're held
with some lube and some condoms, and said, God still wants your soul, but take this lube and condoms as well. Is that what y'all telling me happened with TDJ?
Now, far as the inappropriate of underage boys, I don't flop with it.
Well, these are all allegations, right? These are all allegations. My question was, do you think their celebrity status allow them to basically skate by and still have supporters because they're celebrities? Like, if this was alleged from a normal person, would it be just like, oh, I don't know if I believe it or not?
I think, from my take, I think, you know, because it still happens, mm-hmm. you know, to this day to regular people.
Yeah.
And people can just say, because I actually know somebody now in that same situation where mm-hmm. they are pretty much a leader and, you know, these allegations have came upon them. But guess what? They have their people behind them that was, you know, prior.
Because there's a person of influence.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So
they're held to a different standard.
Yeah.
It's for me, like, I think, like, if you heard something like that about me, like, it'd be like, oh, no, I know. You know, you people gonna automatically say, I know not Barbie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I feel like a little bit more people, especially with Diddy, I think more people with overwhelming amount of evidence, they were like, oh, Diddy didn't do it. And I'm not saying that he did, but I'm just saying, like, why was that visceral response just, oh, Diddy didn't?
That's the fan base right there, though.
Yeah, that's the fan base. So we got 2 minutes left. I wanted to close it out by saying, do you guys have anything that you did not say that you would like to say about your celebrity culture and the glorification of those people?
I think people that, you know, idolize celebrities to that extent have a lot of internal work to do.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And I don't know. I just don't know how their mind gets there, to be honest. And that is something I'll be very interested in knowing. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't mind like speaking to someone, but I think I'd be damn scared to speak to someone like that.
Yeah. I do think it goes back to something within them or something that they see within that celebrity. How about you, Bri? You're muted, Bri. Bri, you're muted. We can't hear you.
Like me in the beginning.
I think that the fact that I think fans in general, people need to work on how they are unaware of how addicted they are to celebrities or to invested in their lives and their day to day and not focused on what we got going on our end. It's like, I love you for the artistry. Mm-hmm. I like you for the artistry, but I don't need to know all your personal business. Like, I don't
agree with that. And we're going to, on that note, we're going to go ahead and end this episode. Thank you guys for the discussion. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. And we'll be back. That's the
best. We'll be back.
All right. See y'all later. See you guys on the
episode. Peace out.